Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Tom Petty bringing us back, the late, great Tom Petty. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Barbara Friedberg is our guest. Barbara is a financial expert, financial advisor, advising expert with some great tools that I'll get her to tell you about in a little bit that she uses to help people with their investment strategies. But right now, Barb, we're talking about giving back, aren't we? We're talking about learning how, making yourself available and being committed and devoted to blessing others, right?
Absolutely.
And
did you finish
with your mother's advice? Did we make sure we got Helen's advice out?
Well, we had a few more points, and one point was maybe you say, "Hey, I don't have enough money to share," and that's true. Some people don't, but you've got a few minutes here and there. So if you don't have the money, spend your time in any way you can. And, you know, it doesn't even have to be a big thing. You can get, like Jim, you know, like you mentioned, you can look for opportunities.
Just have your eyes open and say, I'm going to make myself available, because the world will stick scenarios, people, events. The world will stick the God of you. And if you'll make yourself available, they'll be presented. There are things out there you can see if you're looking for them, if you're not so self-absorbed that you can't see.
Well, and I have a little strategy that I practice in my own life, because, Jim, like you, I feel like I have more than I deserve. Yep. I have been given more than I deserve. I'm lucky. I'm smart. I work hard. And I've just everything I need. And so what I do is I strive every day to find a way to give, whether it's giving money, giving service, giving time, or even just helping someone out that I see along the way that could use a boost.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives my life a purpose beyond just the dollars.
It really makes me feel centered and justified in being successful. It really rounds out whatever I had after 51 years in the marketplace, Barb. It makes me feel like I'm justified in enjoying the benefits of some of that. But I'd also like to point out something that bugs me: are people who just get this kind of feeling during the holidays. People who need help all year long, Barb.
Absolutely.
So don't abandon those people. If you find somebody in the holidays, and they tend to pop up more in the holidays, but if you find them, check back with them in January. Check back with them in February. They probably could use some help then too. Children need milk in the morning for breakfast in July. And a lot of them don't have that.
Well, and I'm a little bit worried about the new tax structure, which is going to encourage fewer people to itemize their taxes.
I'm very unhappy about that. Explain that to people.
Well, on the good side, the standard deduction has been increased, which means right off the bat you get to reduce your taxes. But on the negative side, that will encourage other people that have itemized in the past and been able to deduct their charitable contributions from doing so. And the question is, are you going to continue to give to charity if you can't deduct it from your taxes?
Especially people who are retiring on fixed incomes.
Exactly.
I ran into this week. Go ahead. Finish. Go ahead. Tell us more about the...
And it's very, very sad that if you allow those changes to impact your giving. So if you say, "Well, I can't deduct it, so I'm not going to give," well, you're hurting other people.
That wasn't the right reason to be given all along, anyway, right? Because you never, because you, here's what we have to remind people about, Barb. You were never in the 100%. You were never going to, you were never getting all of that back. As it retires. So, you know, okay, if you want to cut down 20% and only give 80%, that's fine. But see, one of the things that I do is I have, and I'd like to encourage people to do this. I've found people who fall through the cracks. For years, I've been trying to find people in my community who fall through all the little safety nets, and they just don't quite have enough. And they you know, they've gotten some help, but they don't, for whatever reason, they've fallen through the cracks. And I found those people. I encourage you, folks, there are people in your community who are like that. And what I do, people who maybe don't have an organization to give to, and I make them give me checks. I say, all right, I need some money from you. I'm going to give to these. And they do that. But I actually this year had people say, well, I can't deduct it now. So, and I said, I need a check anyway. Give it to me.
Yeah.
But that, it made people pause. You were exactly right. It made people pause before they gave me the check.
Yeah, and I think on many levels the new tax plan is wonderful. But in that particular instance, I hope and pray that that doesn't negatively impact all of the charities that we've been giving to for so many years.
There is no other country like there is no other society like America that gives the way Americans give. It doesn't exist anywhere else on the planet. Realize that. Europe, not even close. Not even close to what Americans do individually. We blew everybody else in the world off. Never lose that. Right back with our good friend Barbara Friedberg. Barbara, I need your website quickly.
Okay. Two websites. BarbaraFinance.com and RoboAdvisorPros.com.
All right. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.